You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Well, we're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How can you not be romantic about football, man?
Let's go. Welcome to Benched with Bonetta, the overseas edition, mate. We are in London. If you can hear by the sound of my voice and probably by what I'm going to say because my brain is not woken up. I just woke up. We are in London covering the international games. We've been here for a few days, and let me tell you, I've already been put through the ringer. Justin Graver, who's sitting next to me. You said you're feeling fine, you're not tired, just landed.
Yep, just
Welcome
landed
to London
yesterday afternoon, and I feel okay right now. It's pretty early in the morning,
yeah.
So
I feel like we're all in like a little haze the first few days of London.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this, okay? I learned a few things since being here for a few days. And thing number one is people are gonna take your stuff right out of your pockets. I was very upset the other day. If you follow me on social media, you've probably already heard about it. I had my phone stolen right out of my dang pocket the other day. It's probably my fault. I was probably being an idiot. It was in my coat pocket, just like there for the taking. Mm. And somebody took it.
Don't blame yourself. You're
somebody
the victim.
Somebody took it right out of my pocket. And I'm very upset about it. Also, shout outs to literally so many people that have come up to me and been like, how are your hives? Oh, God. It's just like, this is what happens. We're all friends here. I'm an oversharer by nature. So I share what's going on in my life in the podcast, and then I forget there's some people that listen to this podcast and want to talk about it in real life. But yeah, 24 hours in London, I get my phone stolen. I'm in an H&M getting some costumes for a bit that we have to do this week, this like last minute run that I had to do. And so my hands were full of stuff, and I'm listening to my AirPods, and all of a sudden my music clicks off.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't like a doo-doo, like my AirPods hadn't died, and my music just clicks off. And I was like, oh, is somebody calling me? And like my ringer is just off. So I go and like check for my phone, and it is nowhere.
Oh,
and I immediately
no.
start to sweat because I would have felt it fall. So I'm like, I'm going to check the floor anyway. So I'm like re-racking where I just was, but I was already in a frantic way trying to find these costumes. So I go up to this guy that works at H&M. And I was just like, have you seen my phone? And like, it's green. I think it may have fallen on the ground or I may have left it somewhere. And he's like, do you want to try to call it? And I was like, that's very sweet because I'm clearly not from here. But yes, I would. And so I call my phone, immediately turned off. And he's like, yeah, stolen love. It is immediately stolen. So I was just like, oh, my God, I still have to stand in line and check out with my stuff because we have to do this.
Yeah.
And it's a long ass line. So I'm in the line just sweating. Because now I get so panicky, I am now thinking that every single person in my life is texting me and not able to get a hold of me. Like long lost friends that I haven't talked to in forever, they're probably texting me right now and they know that it's going green and they think that something bad has happened. So I have to go to Apple and I have to get a brand new phone. Shout out to the girl that helped me. I can't remember her name, but she was very lovely. And I bought a brand new freaking phone. I come home. I'm on the phone with T-Mobile for 2.5 hours. They're sending me a new phone. It's just, gosh, not what I needed, but I'm glad that I'm getting all the bad juju out in the beginning.
Welcome to London.
Welcome to London. Otherwise, I freaking love London.
Nice.
Okay, this has not affected my opinion of this city whatsoever. It is so cool. I have never been here before. I'm going to be touring around for the next 2 weeks, so make sure you guys are, if you're not already, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast and not following me, but...
Yeah, come on, guys and gals.
It's just weird at this point. That's just weird. I'm going to be touring around London and taking in all the sights and sounds. I have my first big girl NFL interview today with Jameis Winston. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but whatever. I think I am. I'm sitting down with Jameis Winston, and we were talking all things NFL, and I've done that plenty of times in soccer because that's where I started in my career, but today I do it for the first time in the NFL, and I get to do it next week with a massive,
so cool.
massive NFL player. So I'm very, very excited. But let's get into the show. Week 3 just happened. And you know what? As all of these things were going on, my hives, my phone getting stolen, all of this stuff, I was just like, I bet you any money Mercury is in retrograde. Because anytime things are going wrong in my life, I like to blame it on something. Just so that I'm not like, you know, oh, I'm a mess, you know? So I look it up. Sure enough, Mercury is in retrograde. And I was like, you know what? I think other people are kind of experiencing Mercury in retrograde. So I kind of just made a list of people that are in the battle that I am in as well. Number one on that list after week 3 is Ken frickin' Dorsey, the Bills offensive coordinator. I'm sure by the time you're listening to this, we've all heard about this. We've all overanalyzed. We've all psychoanalyzed. I feel bad because, like, who wants a camera on him, on their person doing their job at all times?
Right.
Like, yesterday I was having to be on a bus and I was changing costumes and wigs and, like, people were already looking at me like I'm a crazy person. Like, I don't need another camera on me, like,
and there's like
in the background
commentators
seeing all the awkwardness.
Who are like, and there we have a shot of Rachel on the bus changing clothes.
Oh God, look at all those people looking at her. They are uncomfortable. Like, I feel for him in that capacity, but also I have never been this mad about anything in my life.
He was like a eighth grader who lost a video game something or another and just like,
okay, never mind, I have gotten really upset about video games, but that's the equivalent, you know. I've never really gotten upset. Later on in the show, I open my DMs every single week to hear what you guys are upset about. I asked you guys, it was a pointed question this week, what gets you as mad as Ken Dorsey? So stick around in the show, we have a lot of fun answers to that. Another team that's stuck in Mercury in retrograde, the Colts. I know that they won, obviously they beat the Chiefs. They're 1-1-1. They lost to the Jags. They tied the Titans week one. Or the Texans, sorry. You're quick to... No, not the Titans.
Careful.
Careful. They're 1-1-1. I just feel like this whole team... I don't know about you, but I was kind of excited about the Colts coming into this season.
I was not, but I'm
biased.
You weren't.
Jonathan Taylor had an incredible season last year.
Derrick
Henry kind of took some time off. Jonathan Taylor took the new running back throne.
Yeah. Matt Ryan was supposed to add a lot.
Ryan was, okay, like Carson Wentz was weird and they ended their season really weird to the Jags. I don't know. I guess maybe I didn't have high hopes. I just had hopes for them.
Right.
And it just really has not seemed like they've done literally anything. But now they beat the Chiefs. So like that might be a nice little pep in their step.
They averaged 3.8 yards per play against the Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, which is just like a crazy stat for a team that beat such a high-powered offense. But their defense stepped up and held the Chiefs down. But, of course, the Chiefs don't have a kicker, so that really hurt them in that game. I think at least cost them the 6 points that they needed to win.
Okay, so the Colts are going to be stuck in Mercury and retrograde.
They play the Titans this week, so that's a big AFC South.
Do you
South
feel
match.
Good about that?
Kinda.
Okay.
I don't think the Titans can stop the run very well, so this actually could be a
I think the whole team has been in Mercury and retrograde. I don't even know if that's a thing that you say. Whatever. They've been in a pickle since they lost to the Jags at the end of last season and missed out on the playoffs. That was so weird. Another team that's wonky is my Chargers.
Injury bug.
Listen, I was saying this on Game Day View, one of the many shows that I'm on NFL Network on Friday. I really loved what I saw from Justin Herbert when he did originally get hurt. I mean, like, yes, across the board, take him out, guys. We're not winning this game. Take him out and let him rest. But, like, I don't know. There's just something so intriguing about Justin Herbert. He's so quiet. He's so, it like, does himself. He doesn't have an ego, or at least it doesn't seem like it. He's not like a Joe Burrow or any of those other young guys. He just seems to love football and want to play it so bad and want to step up for his team. And he did that when he got hurt, and he stayed in the game. And he played again this week, which is crazy. He did say he felt safe out there and just didn't want to let his team down. But the Chargers, there's so many things that are exciting about them and so many great pieces. So I hope that they get back on track. That's how I'm feeling about that. People who aren't having a Mercury in retrograde moment are Rihanna. She is going to be the halftime performer at the Super Bowl. I got to tell you a really quick story. I went to go see Rihanna when I was younger in Toronto. It was the greatest show I've ever seen in my entire life. You can, like, not like Rihanna. You cannot be, like, a big Rihanna fan. And then you go to one of her shows, and it's like, oh, jam. I know that song. Oh, I hear that song on the radio all the time. Like, I feel like... Okay, this is going to be a cringy... This is going to be a cringy-ass take. Prepare yourself. I feel like... Concerts, artists that have a lot of songs on the radio will always have a good concert because you know all the songs.
I totally agree with this take.
You know, I don't have time to go to like some indie, like I don't listen to full albums. Like, I just don't have time to like go to concerts of artists that I don't know. Like, I want to go to a concert that I know all the words and that I can sing and be, you know, obnoxious and all of those fun things. And that is what this is going to be, people.
Oh yeah,
this Super Bowl halftime show, we are going to know every single jam.
Let's go to Phoenix.
Let's go to Arizona. I'm so excited. It's gonna be great. Also, Taylor Swift, are you a T-Swift?
I am a big T-Swift fan, so I was pretty excited when that announcement came out. But Rihanna is like, I'm equally excited for Rihanna.
Yeah, this is going to be great. And I'm sure T-Swift is going to have her moment.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants to put it on another album, whatever. I'm not a big T-Swift gal. Entity that is not having a Mercury in retrograde moment, the Dolphins. They are the most exciting team in the NFL right now. I said this last week with Kyle. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep on saying it. They got a pretty nice schedule coming up. They play the Bengals next week. Then they play the Jets. Then they play the Vikings. Then they play the Steelers. Then they play the Lions. Then they play the Bears. Like, the next few weeks are very doable. I'm very excited about them. We've got some best and worst coming up, including the Dolphins, the butt punt. Love to see it. Okay, guys, I am opening my DMs on the other side of this break, and we got some good ones. We got some doozies. We got some doozies and some Dorseys. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
This is a safe space. Tell me your deepest, darkest secrets. DMs now open.
Okay, so every Monday, Tuesday, I don't even know what day it is here anymore. I open my DMs and I ask you guys to tell me what's on your mind. What are you upset about? What secrets do you have? We've had some people confess some misdemeanor crimes. It's been great. Yesterday, this is what I tweeted. My DMs are open. Things that you can slide in with. A, the location of my stolen cell phone in London. B, the name of the person who stole said cell phone. C, what makes you as mad as Ken Dorsey? And D, did you steal my cell phone? We got a lot of messages. I got a lot of people, you know, telling me their whereabouts, giving me their alibi. Okay, so I crossed a lot of people off my DMs list that haven't stolen my cell phone. Interestingly enough, a lot of people didn't DM me and tell me they didn't steal my cell phone. So a lot of people on that list, including you, Graver, you were on that list of people that could have potentially stolen my cell phone.
Yikes. Okay. I have a good alibi. I was on a plane.
You were on a plane. Okay, so this is what people are saying. What makes me as mad as Ken Dorsey is when people in airplanes stand up and act like they are going to get off the plane before everyone else, even though they're in the back half of the plane. Somebody also said someone also reclining chairs on planes. I will literally be on a plane and hatred will flow through my body. I'm getting bothered even just thinking about it.
It's so frustrating.
Not only the people's behavior at airports and on airplanes is just on another level. No one actually behaves that way outside of an airport. Or at least I would hope not.
No, it's so true.
It fills me with anger.
People are so inconsiderate. And also, like, where are you going?
Sit
down and wait your turn.
Also, you know what makes me even more mad? Whatever, the plane thing standing up, it's that's whatever. The people that don't pick up their trays in the line, in the security line.
Oh, yeah.
I will actually be like, oh, that's just a bad person. Like, I will totally write that human being's soul off. Oh, my God. Okay, yes. Kent, I am definitely getting that level of mad.
Slam
at the
your
airport.
Tablet on the table.
I have a tea here. I don't want to spill it. Okay, so then somebody DM'd me. I did steal your phone. Sold it to Harry Potter for the low. Absolute bargain. Hope it was worth it. Okay, thing that makes me as mad as Ken Dorsey. Automated restroom equipment that isn't working and doesn't have a manual override. How many freaking times I've been waving my stupid soapy hand under a faucet and nothing happens. Just let me turn a knob. Throw that tablet. I absolutely agree with that.
Me too. This happens to me all the time at the NFL office, at our work offices.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's mostly like waving my hand for the soap and it makes the noise. It's like,
Okay, so guys, no soap comes out.
I feel like
maybe we've talked about this on this podcast. We have some fancy ass bathrooms at NFL Network. Like, we've got these toilets. I wouldn't be surprised if they played music. You know what I mean? Like, they're automated toilets. So you walk up to the toilet, it opens.
Except when it doesn't. And then I'm like, okay,
well, that's what I was
going
to say.
Around,
like, I'll, like, have to jump in front of it sometimes. Because, like, once you get used to an automated toilet seat going up, ain't no way you're touching it.
Oh, no. I would never touch one of those.
I'll walk down a whole entire level before I touch a lid.
Same. Yes.
Anyway, so Justin Graver and I are doing some pretty funny. We're with you, okay? We are getting Ken Dorsey levels of mad about the automated restroom equipment that isn't working as well. And then somebody messaged me and said, the guy who stole your phone probably has a British accent and said something like, "See this telly on next?" And I think I might just be saying that all damn day. Those were the DMs. Guys, I still want to you to let me know what gets you Ken Dorsey levels of mad. I feel bad for him. And then I also don't. Like, you need to cool your...
Like, be a professional also.
If somebody did that in front of me, I'd be like, oh.
I'd be like, if you were sitting next to him in the booth, you'd be like, yeah.
I know. And what was
What
was crazy is, like, the guys in the booth did not react at all, right. Which tells me this has probably happened before. Okay, we're going to go to another break. And then on the other side of that, the best and the worst thing that I saw all week. There are some very funny things in here, so don't go away. And Noah. See this telly on Nate? Give me some money, Ari.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulge indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
He's the best.
Okay, lots of fun stuff this week in the best and the worst thing that I saw category. Best has got to be the butt punt. it's got to be the butt punt. Trent Sherfield, he was the one that got the
ball punted into his butt.
Into his bum. He tweeted, "My cheeks have a big W tatted on them." This is That's so great. Good.
That ball came off of his foot at such high speeds, right
high
into
clip,
a butt.
Right into the butt. And then it was so funny watching his reaction in like slow-mo after. Like, he still had to play, but it was probably like, he didn't even know what happened to him. Like, you know what I mean? It was, I highly recommend watching it back. It was very fun. And then also, just that whole win. Josh Allen and Tua at the end of the game. Josh Allen's like got his head on his shoulders. It clearly was very, very hot in Miami. You could just see how tired everyone was.
Yeah.
But that moment was really beautiful. And I've been getting really emotional about football stuff lately. And that kind of like made me cry a little. Aww. Because I was like, that was just that was really nice. Mike McDaniel said about the win versus the Bills. If they all took us lightly at all, I promise you they won't. Again. I am just obsessed with this Dolphins team. They are on fire. They are so much fun to watch. And just following just the whole thing. Mike joining the team. Tua finally having his moment of like success. I really am a Tua believer. I like this guy a lot. I like his personality. He's fun. Tyreek. It's an exciting team.
It is.
Okay, the worst thing that I saw, Jags had probably the cringiest tweet, I think, that I've seen. Listen, I'm all for social media being fun. I love it. There are some teams that do a really great job. This was just like, oh my God, this is like such a dad tweet. They beat the Chargers, and maybe I'm just like petty about this. Maybe I'm upset. They beat the Chargers, and they said, "Does anyone have a charger?"
Mm-hmm.
And then they tweeted out a photo of a broken charger, like a Jags win, and then there's like a broken charger.
It's like a little too spicy, I think.
It's just not like I don't know. There's just something cringy about it. It's Chuggy. It's Chuggy. If you don't know what Chuggy means, look it up and you'll be like, yeah, that's Chuggy. And then another terrible thing that I saw, Kyler Murray needs to calm down. Kyler Murray sent a message to his teammates after the loss to the Rams. This is what he said, okay? Just prepare yourselves. "I told you guys you have to be awake when you play with me, no matter what the play is." This is what he's saying in his post-game press conference. "I have free reign to do whatever. So when you sleep and you don't think you're getting the ball, you can't play like that. Everybody has to be head up in the game, locked in, and we just have to be better, and we will be." It's just cringe, chuggy.
Yeah.
Can somebody tell me what's going on? If you're a Cardinals fan, slide into the DMs and just tell me what is going on with your quarterback. That should be our DM situation next week, is like, are you excited about this? Or are you just like, yeah. Cardinals fans, how are you feeling? That's what I want to know. Okay, guys, that is our show. I'm off to go and interview Jameis Winston. I'm sure it is going to be interesting. He's one of the more fascinating players in the NFL. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I've been seeing a lot of your tweets. I've been seeing a lot of people coming over from the ATN podcast. Welcome. We love to have you. So give us those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you love. Tell us that you think that Mohan is actually really talented and that you love Mohan's minute. Just because I want to see his face when he reads those. He'll get really excited. NFL Plus is the league's new exclusive video streaming subscription service. NFL Plus has your game day covered with live, local, and primetime regular season and postseason games right on your cell phone or tablet. NFL Plus is available in the NFL app and at NFL.com. Subscription plans start at just $4.99 a month, and fans can visit plus.nfl.com and sign up for a free trial of NFL Plus. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to the show. Follow us on all of the things. I am going to be in London for the rest of my life is what it seems like. And you know what? I'd be okay with that because I'm in love with London. I'm in love with London. So please follow along on our journey. It's going to be great. The TikToks, the Instagram posts, the tweets, all of the things coming at you. And then we will be back on Friday for a weekend preview. And I'm going to be at the games. The international games. Okay. I don't want to get too excited, but somebody said that I might get to meet Jason Sudeikis.
Whoa.
I might get to meet Jason Sudeikis. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's huge. Ted Lasso. Big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys. We will see you next week. Or today. We'll see you in a couple days. Bye. Love you.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.